When Donald Trump ran for president in 2016, he ran on a promise to extract the U.S. from so-called forever wars, like those in Iraq and Afghanistan.
We should have never been in Iraq. We have destabilized the Middle East.
But in just the first year of his second term, Trump has launched military operations in seven different nations, and the U.S. is now engaged in its largest military conflict since the invasion of Iraq in 2003. A recent poll by Reuters showed that just 27% of Americans approved of Trump's actions in Iran. And while 55% of Republicans approve, some cracks are emerging in Trump's MAGA base among supporters who say the war goes against the whole idea of America first. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who resigned from office after clashing with Trump over the Epstein files, wrote on Twitter, "I did not campaign for this. This is not what we thought MAGA was supposed to be. Shame." And Eric Prince, the Trump backer and founder of Blackwater, said in a post, "I don't see how this is in keeping with the president's MAGA commitment. I'm disappointed." Other Republicans reacted with outrage after U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio provided this rationale for taking military action in Iran.
We knew that there was going to be an Israeli action. We knew that that would precipitate an attack against American forces. And we knew that if we didn't preemptively go after them before they launched those attacks, we would suffer higher casualties.
Republican House member Thomas Massie from Kentucky wrote, "The administration admits Israel dragged us into the Iran war that's already cost too many American lives and billions of dollars." And Tucker Carlson, the right-wing influencer who The Atlantic reports met with Trump in recent weeks, tried to convince Trump not to be pressured by Israel. Carlson telling Trump, "You need to stand up to Israel or else you're going to be destroyed and the country is going to be destroyed." Adding, "Israel is a country of 9 million people with no resources. Why are we taking orders from them?" Democrats are trying to seize on all of this, especially with primary contests already underway in some states and in the run-up to the November midterm elections. They're trying to portray Trump as more focused on foreign affairs and starting wars abroad than solving economic problems at home.